Turn to Psalm 71, please, in your Bibles.
Okay.
Have a look at the psalmist, and wow, he's running to God in this, and he's asking God to help him. He says, God, listen to me. And then in the Message, the next verse is translated in such a way that we can really get a hold of his relationship with the Lord. Because in the Message Bible, it says, be a guest room retreat for me.
Wow,
is there any time in your life when you just need to go to a little retreat and go to God's guest room for a retreat? Amen. I love the picture that gives to us. He says, God, you are my salvation. He's speaking positively. There he's speaking out in a word that says, God, you are, and I believe that you are. If we come to God, we must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. He says, free me from the wicked. Don't turn me out to pasture when I'm old. How many of you feel like that? Oh, that's getting closer. Don't turn me out to pasture. And God, he says it again a few verses later, don't put me on a shelf. Don't bypass me, Lord. I still want to do your will. He says he wants to tell everybody about how great God is. And in these verses, interspersed with those things that I shared so far, he praises God. All praise to God. I praise you, Lord, with my mouth. I praise you, Lord. So he's saying, I'm in relationship with you. I know who you are. I know you're big enough to take care of me. I know you want to take care of me. And I'm coming to you for that care right now. I need your protection against the things that are happening to me in my life. That's easy. It's easy. And that's what we need to do. And I love how he finishes in verse 22, 23, and 24. He says, I'm going to read this out of a couple different translations. Verse 22 out of King James, and then the Message. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. And the Message says, and I'll take up the lute and thank you to the tune of your faithfulness, God. I'll make music for you on the harp, the Holy One of Israel. I don't have all the stuff. You can cover it until I get there. Okay, verse 23 from King James, from Message, from the New Living, and from NIV. King James, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. The Message says, when I open up in song to you, I let out lungs full of praise, my rescued life a song. New Living says, I will shout for joy and sing your praises, for you have ransomed me. And the NIV says, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have redeemed. I love it. He's stating who God is and what his position is. God is. He's saying, I belong to you. You redeemed me. Thus, you take care of me. You are my protector, and you will do it. You will see that it comes to pass. There's such a belief in God in the psalmist's heart. And that's why we read the Psalms, to find out about relationship, our personal relationship with our Father God. And that he is our Father, he is our Abba, he is our Daddy, and he wants us to come to him. And we don't have to be ashamed that our problems are too small for him, right? No, we can take everything to him. Even like Shannon did, and she believed in God, and she praised God in the midst of the situation, and God was there and answered her. That problem wasn't too small for your Abba Father. Abba Daddy took care of you. Yeah. I love that. Amen. Okay, now to verse 24, and we'll look at this from all four translations. King James, my tongue shall also talk of thy righteousness all the day long. And the Message, all day long, I'm chanting about your righteous ways. Amen. And that's good. And that's good. All day long, there's a song in my heart toward God. Amen. and thinking about his ways. And New Living says, I will tell about your righteous deeds all day long. And NIV says, my tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long. Wow. If our tongue is talking about his righteous acts, what isn't our tongue doing? Mm-hmm. Our tongue isn't complaining. It's not going about gossip. It's not talking about what's going on in the world that we don't like or whom we don't like. Amen? Mm-hmm. But we're talking. We can't sin when we're talking about his righteous deeds. Amen? How to get out of this tunnel of sin that sometimes we find ourselves in, drowning in negative thoughts, etc. Praise him. Talk about him. Talk about his righteousness. Do you have righteousness in yourself? Oh, no. I don't. Do you? No. No, it's never good enough, is it? No, because Jesus is my righteousness.
Yes.
He gives me that righteousness. Therefore, it's easy to talk about how great he is and what he's done for me and who he's made me. Amen. He's made me a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Well, lest I get preaching, let's stand. And I put. Let's say it from the three verses that I chose to say. Okay. So we're in 71:22, and we chose this one for the message. And I'll take up the lute and thank you to the tune of your faithfulness, God. I'll make music for you on a harp. Holy One of Israel, I will shout for joy and sing your praises, for you have ransomed me. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long. And I say, great and mighty is he. Let's sing about it.